All right, here we go. An in-studio session on WNRN today with our special guests, the Wild Feathers. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey.
Greetings.
I'm Jeff Sweatman, and thought we'd have you guys go around the horn and introduce who's who. We got the full band here, the five-piece new album Sirens coming out October the 4th. So we'll get a little sneak preview of some of the new material here. Who wants to introduce the band?
I will. Over there to my right is Mr. Ben Dumas on the percussion instruments. It's Taylor Burns on guitar, some vocals. My name is Ricky. This is Joel King on bass guitar and vocals, and that is Mr. Brett Moore on lead guitar.
Yeah, great to have you in here, and thanks for the sneak peek of the new material here a little bit before the album comes out. Which song did you want to do first for us?
I think we're going to do Sanctuary first.
There you go. Fits right in with New Music Tuesday. Brand new stuff from the Wild Feathers in studio with WNRN. The new record, Sirens, out October 4th. Five records now in about 10 years as a band. That's pretty good. That's pretty good ratio there.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sounds like you had a little bit different process with this one. Describe to folks what you were trying to do. Maybe I think the typical thing is the bands usually go in with some demos and then try to kind of flesh out the demos when they get into the recording studio, right? And then you guys, I get the sense that you were trying to do stuff once you got to the studio, just kind of go from scratch.
We had songs written and some soft demos. We're not going to sit here and say that we went in there, we're musical geniuses. We're like, we're just going to...
No, take credit.
No, we are.
But, you know, Shooter Jennings produced this record for us, and he was like, just send me everything. And we're like, ah, we're not used to that. Like, we like to whittle it down and then start whittling from there. But he liked a lot of stuff, and we're like, we'll just figure it out when we get there. And that's kind of what we did. And the good thing about that was, you know, we weren't trying to play beat the demo, where you get kind of married to something you're used to hearing over and over again. So it was like an open, clear canvas for us, which is really fun.
Yeah, usually it's like, you know, we've recorded, you got your voice memo, and then we get together in the band, then we do a demo at the house. And then it's like the third or fourth time you've recorded it by the time you make a record. So it was nice to like, okay, we're not going to, you know, flush everything out and everything. So it was fresh when we went in there.
Very cool. And going from Nashville to Shooter's Place in L.A., right? What was that like?
It's great.
It was awesome. The first time we've done a record outside of Nashville. But, you know, we love L.A. and everything. But it was good for us because we all, you know, have families and kids and everything. But, you know, in Nashville, it's easy to be like, oh, something's happened across town. We got to go. It was good to just be focused and all in one place there.
Got any good Shooter stories from the time you spent with him?
Not for the radio.
Yeah. Well, for folks that don't know, it's Waylon's kid, and he's done his own music. Now he's really getting into the producer game, it seems like. So
he's a fantastic human being and incredibly talented musician. We had a great time. You know, to the point where he was like, yeah, I mean, that's great. I'm like, are you sure? That was a good take? You know, I said, oh, it's great. It's totally great. And he'd get in there and play keys and play around. It was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, I think we had more questions because he's made a lot of great records that we love, but I think we had the most questions about him working with Marilyn Manson and everything. Like, do you call him Marilyn? I don't know. And everything. What's he like? Is he wearing black? I don't know.
But, yeah, I'd imagine that's tough to kind of geek out on.
What's he drink, blood?
Yeah. We'll leave those answers maybe for the memoir when you guys write that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another new song. Which one did you want to do next?
This is called Pretending.
Everything's weird, something's wrong. I don't know who allowed it, or what can I do about it? I patiently wait for the dam to break. Pretending everything's me.
Very nice. The Wild Feathers, full band in here with us today in studio with WNRN. New album Sirens due out first Friday of October. And you guys have played pretty much all the major festivals, I feel like, at this point. Not to put you on the spot, do you have a favorite or like a wild story one, like a smaller one maybe you thought was a little dodgy and then you got there and it was amazing or something like that?
Outside Lands, just because he got to... No,
that's Splendor in the Grass.
Splendor in the Grass, just because he got to fly all the way to Australia, and there's a bunch of other awesome bands on the bill. But look, ACL was really cool. They're all really cool in their own way. Bonnaroo, yeah. We got to do like the jam that was like at 4 in the morning. It was like a Tom Petty tribute night, so that's always a standout. But yeah, they're all fun.
Well, in touring around, I got to see the Outlaw Fest when it stopped in Virginia Beach this summer, and that was, you know, Dylan and Robert Plant, Allison Krauss, and Willie Nelson was supposed to be the final act, but he was sick that week. So Lucas took that spot. I mean, he's great.
We did that Outlaw tour a few years back, and it was great. Awesome bands and everything. But there was one show that Willie walked on stage, put his guitar on, and then was like, not tonight. Took it off, threw his hat out in the audience. But better him. No one to take it easy than to, you know.
Yeah, 91, I think he is now. Just amazing.
Yeah.
But, and you guys have done a little bit with Dylan, right? Was there some dates in there with Bob? Yeah.
We wrote a lot of his early material.
Did you ever get to interact on a tour that? Or you're kind of in your own separate areas, right?
There's the hood up. If the hood's up, then you don't talk to him or anything like that. But
I accidentally walked into a sound check, which were very closed off. And I once I realized that I was in there and no one saw me, I just kind of... And he was on the piano. I was like,
You did kind of the Homer Simpson into the bushes thing.
Yeah. We asked a friend of ours was doing monitors, and he's like, I've worked for him for 2 years, and he's only said two words to me in 2 years. And he was just like, did you get that or got that or something like that, recording the sound check. So I was like, okay, I guess, you know, I'm not expecting a... conversation.
Yeah, he puts all the words in the songs, right?
You don't need
for conversation.
Yeah,
well, and I know a few of you guys have done stuff for the TV show Nashville, right?
Yeah, all of us.
Oh, all of you. Okay. And what's that process like when are you trying to do like certain scenes or full songs or kind of atmospheric stuff?
Really, for us, it was just they decided they like some of our songs and they just put them in there.
Well, that's easy.
It didn't make the records, right?
Yeah, we did three.
Well,
we
Got It Wrong was in there, right?
First, they put like our songs in there, and then second, we had some demos that they cut like as the people on the show, and re-recorded, and then we got to be on the show, like which was pretty funny and everything too. But we kind of were all around there, and a lot of the people became friends with us and everything. And it's kind of sad when it ended, you know.
Yeah,
it was a decent paycheck every week.
Yeah, I was like, we can always rely on this. You know, I'm never going to turn this show off.
It is crazy. We're around there for like 12 hours, and the scene is like, it's like 14 seconds long or something.
Yeah.
It's always like that. You're like, damn, I thought we'd be in for like two seasons worth of stuff as long as we were here.
A lot of standing around waiting or?
Oh, yeah.
And just reshooting the same thing 10, 15, 20 times.
Nice. Well, just kind of passing through Charlottesville here on a promo tour leading up to the new record. Hopefully you guys can make it back through Virginia at some point on tour. Any definitive plans yet? I know some dates have been announced.
We're doing some November stuff, but we'll be doing a lot next year.
Awesome.
Yeah, January, February, I think it's going to be pretty solid, but yeah.
Very cool. The Wild Feathers here in studio with WNRN. New album Sirens out October 4th. And which song did you want to take us out with, guys?
I think we're going to do a song called Stereo. Comes in stereo.
tried to fight. And I don't really know if I ever been lost or found. And I'm trying to get out like a bird tied to the ground.
Wild Feathers joining us in studio with WNRN. Thanks again, guys.
And thank you.
Best of luck with the tour and the new album, Sirens, out October 4th.
Thank you, man.
Thank y'all.